Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
We're in a Tierney Salicata back on the fan, and right now we welcome in Nick Costos. He's on the line, the host of You Better, You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better, You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the BetQL Network, and watch from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Fast Channel or Peacock. I listen to him every Sunday morning. It is a fun show to listen to. Can't wait. Again, are you on Saturday, Nick, or just Sunday?
Oh, yeah. We're on Saturday this weekend, next week, 8 a.m. to noon.
There we go. Look at you.
Yeah, look at me. Yeah, right, no rest for the weary. Yeah, looking thrilled. Can't wait. Yeah.
This is, to me, the best two weekends in all of sports, wildcard weekend and then divisional round. Let's just start with this, Nick. Give me the game you're most looking forward to this wildcard weekend.
Oh, just as a fan?
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever. You can give me the bet to it as well. The number one game you're looking forward to watching and maybe betting on this weekend.
Oh, Packers-Eagles, definitely, on Sunday afternoon. Because this is it's the only game that features two teams that I think you can say that the upside for both teams playing in the game is to go to the Super Bowl with Philadelphia and Green Bay. I don't think you have that in any other game this weekend. So you can like Baltimore to go to the Super Bowl. I don't think anyone would make the case the Steelers can get there.
Yep.
Buffalo can go. Denver can't. I don't think Tampa or Washington can. I don't think Minnesota or the Rams can. So the Eagles-Packers is definitely, and it's a 2-7 matchup, that's the highest leverage game this weekend, the one on Sunday afternoon on Fox.
It's a good read. All right, let me take it a step back, and let's jump tomorrow. So my early read on both games, Chargers-Texans, low-scoring game, low-ish. I like the Chargers. Ravens, I think they squashed the Steelers. I think Steelers are dead. How are you reading these games in a nutshell?
Okay, so I bet both underdogs. One of them made me want to drink a glass of bleach. The other, when I click the button, I feel like I'm going to win. So I have Texans +3. I have Steelers +10. And I will just say, people out there, let's say you think I'm an idiot. I've been known to be one. It can definitely happen again. The betting advice that I will give, and this is important, like whether or not you agree with my bets or not, if you like the Chargers, lay -2.5. If you like the Texans, bet +3. If you like the Ravens, find a 9.5 and lay that. If you like the Steelers, bet +10. Give yourself the best chance to win. Why I like Houston. I think the point spread is insane in this game. So, you know, college football tonight, Ohio State is playing Texas, right? And Ohio State's a 6-point favorite. I think it's going to come off 6 and go down. And the reason why is because you are paying a tax now to bet Ohio State because of how good Ohio State has looked thus far in the college football playoff, smashing Tennessee and obliterating Oregon on New Year's Day in the Rose Bowl. So what you have in these two games tomorrow is you are paying a tax if you want to bet the Chargers or the Ravens because of how bad both the Texans and Steelers have looked coming down the stretch, which doesn't mean that the Chargers can't win by 10 or the Ravens can't win by 20. I'm saying that Chargers 3 to me is a crazy number. Like Chargers 1, okay, I can get behind that. Big difference between those two. So Chargers win by 3, I push my bet. And I don't think the Chargers win by more than 3. I think the Texans win the game more often than the betting market thinks. Stroud obviously has it in his range of outcomes to play really well in a playoff game. We saw it last year on wild card weekend when he was a home underdog to Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns. Texans defense is awesome. Great pass rush for the Houston Texans. Now, again, they were brutal down the stretch. Chargers can win. I think 3 is a valuable bet. I bet +3.
Don't you think, Nick, before you get to the Saturday night game, because BT and I touched on this yesterday, and you just mentioned it with the other teams in the AFC who you think could get to a Super Bowl, don't you think that this game Saturday afternoon could be a game changer? At least in my mind, you obviously like the Texans. I still lean Chargers. But I also think the Chargers could be the one team to upset the Chiefs, which could then make the path easier for the Bills or the Ravens.
I don't see it for the Chargers upsetting the Chiefs. I don't think anyone's beating the Chiefs, so I may be the wrong person to ask. You know, I think you could have made the case way earlier in the season that maybe the Chargers would have a chance. At this point, I just... I don't think they've got it. I don't think they have it offensively to be able to outscore Mahomes. I like Herbert. I don't think he's on that level. I love Jim Harbaugh. So I think, Sal, if and when the Chargers win and we get Chargers Chiefs, which is likely to happen because the Ravens and Bills are both huge favorites. That's the 2-3. They would play each other next weekend. And then the Chargers, if they beat the Texans, would go to Kansas City. I feel like LA will be a popular upset pick next week. I will not be picking the Chargers to win that game outright. I will take the Chiefs, and I think the Chiefs will three-peat.
So we're talking to Nick Costos. Interesting. I don't share that. I've said that as we've had you on all year. They've just won too many tight ones, but they win. It's the opposite of losing, so I get why you still believe in them, and they're very well coached, clear, and that Pat. Bigger picture here. There's a lot of pressure for a lot of guys this weekend, whether it's Josh Allen, Lamar, McDermott, probably more than Allen, Sirianni. Who has the most pressure of anybody this weekend to win?
To win the game?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson. If they lose, so if Bills lose to the Broncos, it's a frickin' disaster, right?
Like, yeah.
They can't lose that game.
Yeah.
But
will McDermott get fired if that happens?
He should.
Okay, yeah.
He should.
Okay.
He should have gotten fired last year. No, I'm being serious.
But like, then how is your answer not McDermott?
Well, I guess it could be I just feel like I don't care about him, but yes, he
okay.
matters.
I got you.
Like, Lamar is much more interesting to me than McDermott. And I don't know that the Bills would fire him. They should have fired him last year. We never see, by the way, like, Allen can win a Super Bowl at some point. It's going to be with a different head coach. You never see, like, a pairing that's lasted this long, like, win a Super Bowl if they haven't already. You could say the same thing, by the way, about John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. But, I mean, if it's not just the Ravens would lose tomorrow, they would lose to the Steelers, which would continue kind of this narrative, and I know he played well against them when they played a couple weeks ago on Saturday, that Lamar, like, doesn't play well against Pittsburgh. And did you guys see the All-Pro voting just came out?
Yeah.
And Lamar is the first-team All-Pro quarterback, which likely means he's going to win most value, not definitely, but likely that he's going to win MVP.
Wow.
So it's going to be back-to-back in his third. And if he goes out wild card weekend to their biggest rival as a double-digit favorite, I mean, that's what everyone already says about Lamar. Because it moved from, well, he's a running back playing quarterback, and that's asinine because he's awesome, obviously. And now it's, well, like, he can't play well in January. He's got to win, and you got to dispel that. And it's one thing to get to the title game and, like, lose to KC. It would be another thing entirely to lose at home as a double-digit favorite to a pit, and sorry, BT, in advance.
That's a good answer.
To lose to a Steelers team
yeah.
that's lost the most consecutive games going into a postseason since the 1986 Jets.
Now you, jeez, you laid that out well. That is hard to push back on. That's a good job.
And look, I love Lamar Jackson. I said he's the best football player I've ever seen. Just football player. You watch that guy. He's not a quarterback. He's not a running back. I think he's the most skilled athlete that has ever put on football.
I'll take Jerry Rice and Lawrence Taylor for 100, Alex, by the way.
I mean, I don't think that those guys can do. I know they were great. I don't think they can do what Lamar can do. Anyway, back to that Saturday night game, Nick. You say you're leaning Steelers. You talk about Lamar and his greatness. A part of me still believes in the Steelers as well. How can that be the case after we've watched them the last several weeks? I know they got lucky to cover against the Bengals last time we saw them, but why Steelers in this game keeping it close against this explosive Ravens offense?
And I think you and I were both happy that was the
case.
Yes,
very happy.
Little text action with Sal Licata with the Steelers covering the spread of last Saturday night against the Bengals.
Yeah.
You needed that. So they played a couple weeks ago on Saturday. Ravens were about a touchdown favorite. Fast forward a couple weeks, Ravens look great, Steelers look terrible. Ravens' number one receiver, Zay Flowers, not playing in the game. Point spread's 10. Nope. I'll take the 10 with Pittsburgh, and I will run the risk of them getting boat raced and Russ looking terrible. It is my hope, and I can't guarantee it's going to happen. You can't assume rational coaching. You can't assume it. That the Steelers open it up a little bit, because what they're doing with this ground game and not throwing until they get behind is not working. And Mike Tomlin's on record saying, like, they're going to empty the kitchen sink here. Is that the right expression? Throw the kitchen sink?
Well, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is. I think you're going to see Justin Fields have packages in this game. I wouldn't be surprised if and when the Steelers get in the red zone that Justin Fields comes in as the quarterback,
which
I think is interesting in prop markets potentially. So, like, I will be honest with you guys. It is a number play for me on the Steelers at plus 10. 10 has to be the number for me to make that bet.
So, the Vikings here, all right? Do you think that they've already made internally their decision on Darnold, you know, a ballpark, what they want to pay him? Do they want to trade JJ, or are they still, you know, hey, let's see what he does and we'll go from there?
I think it's the latter. And just something to consider, right, with NFL team building, and this is not to disparage Darnold. This is just like the reality of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It is far easier to construct a team capable of winning a championship with a quarterback on a rookie deal.
Yep.
So, like, I know Darnold's had a great year. He flamed out. He was, let's be honest, he was horrible on Sunday night.
I thought we were going to get a brutal there from you. I was looking forward to getting...
He was brutal.
That's my boy Aaron Glenn. Tied him up in knots. Future Jets coach Aaron
and
Glenn.
Aaron Glenn's done an awesome job. Darnold couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
Yeah.
He was embarrassing.
It was bad.
If that happens again, why would the Vikings give him all that? When they clearly believe in J.J. McCarthy, right? They drafted him, traded up to get him. So, I mean, if Darnold wins the Super Bowl or something, then yeah, like they're going to bring Darnold back. Otherwise, like right now, you ask me my opinion, I think it makes a lot more financial sense and also dollars and cents, spelled differently, that the Vikings would roll with J.J. McCarthy and let Sam Darnold sign somewhere else.
How about that game Monday night? What the impact of having the game move to a neutral site in Arizona due to the L.A. wildfires? Did that move the line at all? How much of an impact will that have on the result of this game?
So it did, and I'm surprised by it. So we were basically hovering around to pick them in the game. Like the Rams would be a 1-point favorite, and the Vikings would be a 1-point favorite. Just basically like haggling around who should be favored in the game. And now Minnesota's out, and it's never going to go to 3. It won't, because the Rams would just get bet immediately. Minnesota's a 2.5-point. It's not a road favorite anymore. It's a neutral site game. Minnesota's favored by 2.5, and I push back on that a little bit. If the idea was going to be that this was going to be a pick'em, and I think that that's what it would have closed on Monday night. The Rams, like, this is nothing against Rant. This is just the truth. Like, the football team that people in Los Angeles root for plays in Las Vegas. Like, LA's a Raider town. The Rams have no home field advantage. The Chargers have no home field advantage. So I don't think the point spread should have moved, like, at all. I like the Rams on Monday night plus the 2.5 against the Vikings.
Yeah, but what about the, I hear you, but what about the point spread moving just because of the disruption to the normal work week where they're distracted, obviously more important things on their mind and they're out of routine? Mm. Maybe it's applicable to that.
Well, I would say it's like you got professionals, the game's not until Monday, so they have a little more time. I think this is more, okay, it's a neutral site game. Minnesota is rated higher than the Rams for sure. On a neutral field, and this is probably like the actual difference between the teams is 2.5. Like, I think that that's just probably right.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep in mind, like, when this point spread opened on Sunday night for this game, Minnesota was a juiced 2.5-point favorite. So, like, basically, what that means is all home field, like, got them basically, was that Minnesota wasn't 3. That's it. So I think this is probably the accurate like difference between the teams, which now means, BT, we can bet our opinion.
Yeah.
And my opinion is that Sam Darnold shouldn't be favored over Matthew Stafford in a playoff.
I like the Rams too. Hey, quick one for you that's not about football. I wrote this down from yesterday. I had to get your thoughts on this. So Sal brought this up. It was so random. The other night, Xavier. So I got to ask him about this, Sal.
Yeah.
Oh, against St. John's, right?
No, the women's side. Xavier's women's team has lost 44 straight Big East conference games, okay? They were playing UConn, who, as you know, was obviously really good.
Oh, and they're 50-point dogs and they covered, right?
Well, yes. I think it was 46.5. No, is there 50 or 46.5?
It was 49.5.
And they made money. They did cover. You're
UConn
right.
UConn women covered.
Correct. Is there money to be made? I've never bet women's basketball. Like, I don't know. Is that something we got to start tapping into here?
So, Paige Beckers didn't play in the game,
no,
right?
No, she did not.
But I mean, like, everyone knows that, and the point spread was still 50. So, yep, I mean, yep. I don't think there was, like, an edge to be glad. So I'll say this about college basketball. The thing with women, and I don't pay attention to women's, being honest. I don't pay attention to women's college basketball until we get, like, deep into the tournament. And then, like, I'm kind of into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people will tell you, in men's college basketball, like, there are so many games that it's impossible for everything to be correct. Like, in the NFL playoffs, we can have our opinions, right? I can say, okay, I don't think the point spread should be 10 in Steelers-Ravens. But, like, okay, like, it could be 9.5, though. Like, the margins are so thin. Everything's right. There's millions upon millions of dollars being bet. There's so much data.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, you get some curtain jerk and jabrek. Like, I don't want to, like, insult the team, but, like, here's Canisius and Ryder.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that's getting the same attention as Packers-Eagles? So you will see oftentimes, right? We used to do a segment on You Better You Bet when Ken Barkley was my co-host of the show called Overnights. And Ken would model the games, right? Ken Pom does this for free. Ken Pomeroy, who's like a known college basketball, sure, like handicapper, like analytics guy, where a total can open, like I'm making this up, 137 a night, the overnight. And in the morning, you'll wake up and it's 145 and a half. Like, because it can't pop, there's too much. And like college teams guard this like it's national security. Like NFL, like someone stubs a toe, you have to report it.
Yeah.
Like college, someone could lose a limb and they don't report it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of info that's under the radar, right? So like college is easier in that sense, but you really have got to be in the weeds and paying attention.
Interesting.
It is interesting. I saw that line. I couldn't believe it. 4.5 points. And of course, they ended up covering anyway. Let's finish up on the Sunday games real quick. We touched on them a little bit, but we didn't get your betting perspective. First of all, just real quick, is Denver a live dog in that game at all?
So live to win? I don't think so. I don't think Denver will win the game. Could they cover? Possibly. If you gave me $100 and said, take the side of the game, I'd lay the Bills. But I don't feel confident about this game in terms of the side. I just think the Bills will win. Total was 47, 46 and a half. Now it's 47 and a half. My advice would be, and I'll say this on my show on the Fan Sunday morning, if it goes down to 47, I would bet the over.
Okay.
But I will not have a bet on the side of the game.
Packers, Eagles, you said that's the game you're looking forward to most. It is. I see a 5.5 point spread right here with Philadelphia. How are you reading that game?
I like Green Bay. Now, this bet does not come without risk. Jordan Love practiced in full yesterday. The expectation is that Jordan Love will practice in full again today. Now, he has an elbow injury, and he couldn't feel his throwing hand, which seems bad for a quarterback, last Sunday in the loss to the Bears. So, you know, maybe he gets hit the wrong way, and this is funky, and then Malik Willis has to come in, and it's a total train wreck disaster. But assuming Love's healthy in the game, and I'll bet accordingly here, because you're just not going to know until the game starts, so I'll have, like, a bigger bet on the Saturday games than this one financially. I think that the difference between these two teams is not what this point spread is. And just as a point of comparison, not that look-ahead markets are gospel or the be-end-end-all of things, but the look-ahead for this game prior to Week 18, because this was the most likely matchup, was Eagles -3, juice towards Green Bay, like to come off of 3. And now we're at almost 6. Now Love gets hurt, Christian Watson tears his ACL, Eagles basically have a bye week for their best players. So sure, like, you know, you want to think Philly should be 3, 3.5, I get it. I think the spread's too big. Jordan Love's a big game player. Hurts has been in concussion protocol for almost 3 weeks. I'll have the Packers in the game on Sunday afternoon to cover.
And quickly, Sunday night, Bucks and Commanders, what do you got there?
Yeah, on NBC and Peacock. And by the way, you can watch my show on Peacock on NBC Sports Now. It's a cheap plug, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. I bet Washington +3.5. The number's 3 now. If I were to bet this game now, I would just bet the Commanders to win. I think Baker Mayfield's awesome. What I'm about to say is not anti-Baker Mayfield. It is pro-Jaden Daniels. I think the Commanders have the superior quarterback in the game on Sunday night. I'll take Washington.
All right, there you have it, Nick. Enjoy your wild card weekend. We appreciate your time as always. Looking forward to it.
I can't wait, by the way, to find out your best bet, Sal. So I'll be in touch with you.
I've been hot this year. You know who it's going to be as we're in game action. I start texting Nick. I'm like, hey, what the hell's going on with this team? Have some fun during these games. But I've been hot the last couple weeks. I don't love anything this weekend. I got to be honest with you. We'll do our picks later. I don't have strong feels yet, Nick. That's why I like talking to you, taking all my info in here, doing all the analysis. But I don't have a strong feel yet here.
Well, who's UConn's women playing this weekend?
Don't know, don't care.
I bet you didn't think I was going to know that Paige Beckers didn't miss the game. I'm all over all this stuff.
Oh, you're on top of it. All right, Nick, go ahead. It's with your tagline.
Minimal sweats, winning bets, and all that jazz. Have a great weekend.
That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. I know we'll get more into it, BT, with our own picks, and we'll discuss Wildcard Weekend. But even just hearing Nick and going over those lines, you have strong feels already about this weekend?
A couple of the games I do.
Like, I got to go with the gut feel.
Yeah, me too. I love the Ravens.
I'm gonna love the Ravens.
I told you that. I love them.
You see, I'm even torn on that one where initially it was the Steelers, but I could certainly see your side. And if I'm such a Lamar fan, which I am, how do you not take the chance that they, you know, blow them out of the building there?
That sub package, though, with Fields, whether it's goal line, whether it's third or fourth down, midfield, that they go for it there.
It's
very interesting. You just need him to move the chains once or twice and it could change everything.
That's why coaching.
It's a lot
Tomlin
of wood to lay.
The other thing is I like the Chargers initially, but
I like the Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I could see a spot with the Texans. I don't know. We'll pick the games coming up at 1:20. But either way, I haven't had a strong feel just yet. All right, when we come back, we'll get back to your calls as well. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the